From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder says the man suspected of planting a car bomb in Times Square, New York City, has admitted participating in the plot. Holder says Faisal Shahzad, a naturalized U.S. citizen, is giving authorities solid information. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says the investigation is widening.
The next thing to happen is whether or not there are going to be any more arrests. We're hearing from our sources that they believe that there are other people involved in this plot and that this alleged bomber would not have been able to pull this off on his own. As a result, I think what we're going to see is more surveillance and another couple of shoes to drop.
NPR has learned 8 people have been detained in Pakistan in connection with the failed car bombing in Times Square. It's believed these detainees are Shahzad's relatives or friends. Meanwhile, President Obama says the United States won't be intimidated by the failed attack. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president did not repeat the assertion of several top officials who shortly after the incident said the attacker appeared to be a lone wolf. Instead, Mr. Obama said the FBI is looking into what, if any, connections the suspect may have had to terrorist groups. And he praised the actions of ordinary New Yorkers and local, state, and federal authorities who foiled the car bomb attack.
New Yorkers have reminded us once again of how to live with their heads held high. We know that the aim of those who try to carry out these attacks is to force us to live in fear and thereby amplifying the effects of their attacks, even those that fail. But as Americans and as a nation, we will not be terrorized.
The suspect, Faisal Shahzad, a U.S. citizen born in Pakistan, was arrested late yesterday at Kennedy Airport after boarding a plane bound for Dubai. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
European authorities are trying to better coordinate their air traffic patterns. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels. Ash from Iceland's volcano has made the single sky plan a lot harder.
It's not surprising EU governments looked uncoordinated during last month's ash-induced shutdown of air travel. The EU has 27 independent airspaces that literally are uncoordinated. Each country controls its own, despite being reliant on its neighbors. That proved very unwieldy during the volcano crisis, and the EU decided to hurry its plans for an eventual single sky, with air traffic control consolidated regionally. Transport Commissioner Siim Kallas said the urgency was clear as EU transport ministers met today.
We all agree that must be accelerated.
Some of the changes are expected to be in place by the end of the year, including the creation of an air traffic management center to offer advice to member states on how to handle their airspace during a crisis. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
At least 29 people have died from severe weather that has struck several states. Tennessee is facing a huge threat. The Cumberland River is above flood stage. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 259 points. You're listening to NPR News. New research shows young teen boys who do not get enough sleep will increase their risk of gaining too much weight. NPR's April Fulton has more.
Scientists have said for years that inadequate sleep in young children and adults increases their risk for significant weight gain. But there have been few studies looking at teens' weight and sleep. Researcher Leslie Lytle and colleagues at the Seattle Children's Research Institute studied hundreds of teens for the past 2 years. What they found was that middle school-aged boys who got less sleep had more body fat and were more likely to be overweight than those who slept longer. For girls of the same age, sleep had little effect on weight. Lytle says the reason may be evolution. Girls may be better equipped to respond to environmental stress, like sleep deprivation. The findings are being presented at the Pediatric Academic Societies meeting in Vancouver. April Fulton, NPR News.
A former CBS television producer convicted of trying to blackmail comedian David Letterman has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. Robert Haldeman admitted he tried to extort $2 million from Letterman. He threatened to reveal Letterman's personal business. Letterman alerted authorities and then revealed information himself on his late-night TV program. Haldeman used to work for a CBS program but is no longer an employee. Anti-government protesters in Thailand are considering an offer from the country's prime minister. He'd like to hold new elections this November. It's an effort to end a political crisis that has left at least 27 people dead and cost the country hundreds of millions of dollars in tourism and in investment. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.